Can we make this a better day for you? The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Check us out, DougSteffen.com. You'll see pictures of every... I don't think Heather's picture is there. Have we got a way of getting Heather's picture with the rest of us?
Absolutely.
We
did,
sure. We need to do that. Just so people will see. She's sort of like... She's... Like that.
She's happy, Heather.
Happy, Heather. There we go. Along with happy Rich and happy Roberta, happy Jennifer, and happy Jack Stockwell. Later on in the hour, by the way, we're going to meet Dr. Meg Jay, who's going to help us understand why your 20s are so important. And you go back to life in your 20s. Jack Stockwell, noted NUCA chiropractor, board certified as a chiropractor that deals with the issues of your neck, what's above your shoulder, that is about what? It's about 4 inches, right? Isn't that how the average neck is about 4 inches long, Jack, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you haven't done a lot of shoulder exercises and you're not model necks, of course, run a little longer than that, but we all still have 7 bones.
Model neck.
There's just 7 bones in the neck.
Mm-hmm. So the essence of all of the ideas that we get from listening to you, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We have a number of medical people. This part of the program is devoted to health, exercise, your well-being, nutrition, that sort of thing. And I noticed that we often talk here about Alzheimer's because it is a program or a problem that is, well, there's a lot of people are involved in programs to try to curb it, to stop it. Fish oil is supposed to be great, getting a lot of blood to your head. Apparently, there is a new drug that fights Alzheimer's disease. It supposedly blocks the disease rather than just fighting the symptoms. There have been trials, 6 different sites around the country. This is a pill that if you take it once a day, supposedly when it comes out, it will in some way, shape, or form deal with the enzymes that produce the plaque. So the reason I brought it up here is because I wanted you to talk about how to not have the plaque develop, your carotid arteries, what people don't necessarily know about the blood flow, whether oils are really good. I know you told me when I first, and this is sort of going back a little bit for those who were not listeners to the program a year or so ago, I had a brain test. And it was basically, at the beginning, just a lark. It was just because friends of mine were running this outfit called Seriscan in Denver. I went there because I wanted to talk about it on the air and encourage people to understand more about football injuries, soccer injuries, hockey injuries, you know, those sorts of things. And when I had the test, the original reading, the initial understanding of the reading was that if I were to pursue, or not even pursue, if I were to stay on the course that I was going, in 7 to 10 years, I would have had early onset Alzheimer's or dementia, according to this scan, anyway. And, of course, it bummed me out a whole lot for a couple of weeks. Jack and I talked about it at length. Dr. Ken and I talked about it at length. Ken found me the number one specialist in the world on Alzheimer's, who was associated attached to Mass General, and I went to see him, had some other tests. He said, nope. And Jack said, nope. And Ken said, I wouldn't bet against you. But it's been on my mind. Once you get something like that, you can't help but having it kind of noodle around in there for a while and wondering whether in 10 years from now I won't be able to find the car keys. Hell, I won't be able to find the car. I won't be able to find the road. If, in fact...
What's my name?
Exactly. So, one of the things that we have spent a lot of time on because of this, because it, never mind me, it affects so many millions of Americans, so many people around the world, and it's a result of living longer and not eating well. So, but I remember the first thing you told me to do, Jack, was to get on evening primrose oil. And since then, I've talked a lot about various oils, fish oil. People have said omega-3s are great. You need to have a lot of fish oil, cod liver oil, that sort of thing in your system. The only person who's a naysayer on that is Pam Popper, who mm-hmm. says no oils, it's not good for you. And when you listen to her explain it, it sort of makes sense. Because what is that plaque except a thickened sort of substance which, you know, I mean, you look at oils, when they aren't warm, they get thick. And so, you know, we've talked about whether or not there's anything to that. But I just, as I look at this trial being done on this Alzheimer's disease, it supposedly, if it's available, it'll reduce the number of people getting it by 38 to 40%. That's the preliminary result anyway. So I guess the bottom line is here, what do we stick with? What do we do? What do we know? I've had the EECP, which gets blood into your brain. Now people are telling me that you should get on those inverter tables and spend 4 or 5 minutes a couple times a day because it gets the blood into your head. So what do you think the bottom line is?
A kind of thinking that we often will fall into is that what is going on today has been going on for a long, long time. And that's simply not true. When you go back to what our great-grandparents did in the physical activity during the day and what they ate during the day, you'll go back to a time when we didn't have heart attacks, we didn't have cancer, we didn't have arthritis, we didn't have diabetes, except very rare occurrences. Even as much as 100 years ago, cardiovascular disease was almost completely unheard of. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until about 1910, 1911 in the medical journals that someone finally said, on autopsy, we found this plaquey stuff inside somebody's heart vessels, and we don't know what it is, but we're investigating it to try and find out.
The question has to be asked, though, were they investigating for that before then?
Oh, autopsy wasn't that uncommon back then. Not at all.
And the number, and the number one that talks about it. So,
oh, absolutely. The number one cause of death for men age 18 to 45, 100 years ago, was accidental death.
Right. Farmers getting the most on
precisely.
The farm. Precisely.
Precisely.
Equipment, sure.
And what you see is the leading causes of death today, especially heart disease and cancer, weren't even listed in the top 15 100 years ago because they were so rare. We knew they existed, but they existed in the urban areas. They existed in areas where malnutrition flourished. Out on the frontier where people had to find their food during the day or harvest their food during the day or kill their food during the day, these things were almost completely unheard of. There's two major things that are going on here that's leading, especially to early dementia and Alzheimer's, is a massive, massive epidemic of malnutrition in this country, especially some essential vitamins that are necessary that usually can only be obtained from raw foods. And the amount of poisons and herbicides and pesticides and the things that are used in shelf life for over-processed foods, way over-processed foods, so that anything in that food that was any good for you that spoils in the first 24 to 72 hours has been removed from these foods. Mm-hmm. Then they get packaged and polished just like they were in a mortician's office to take this dead-looking stuff and try to make it look alive. And the advertising stuff, the stuff that's put on the covers, on the bags, the boxes, the cans in the supermarket, to convince you that this stuff is food. And the body goes long enough without the proper nutritional support, and saturated fats are a very important part of human diet, of mammal diet for that matter. When the body is robbed of these things, the body simply starts to fall apart. And the dry weight of the human brain, 60% of it is fat. That fat has to be replaced. And this craze, this low-fat craze.
A lot of people think that the basic substance of the brain is water like the rest of the body.
Well,
they're saying it's fat.
Of dry weight, once the water's been removed.
Ah, okay.
There's more fat than protein.
Got it.
Now, where are we? We're 70 to 80% water throughout the entire body.
So the next question is then, getting these vitamins and nutrients through your food or taking supplements to be able to get them.
You can do it through your food to a large degree, but it's a very difficult. It almost takes one person in the family a full-time endeavor to find the right kind of organic sources of the various kinds of foods the body needs. But just to go to a supermarket and walk into the produce department and, you know, buy fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, if they're not organic, you're buying a lot of chemicals you can't see. And you're also buying minerally depleted foods. There, the studies. There are more studies than you can read in a lifetime now.
Right, exactly.
So are you making this
to show how empty this stuff is,
Dr. Jack Stockwell? Are you making the statement that supplements could actually be better than getting it from the food?
In some cases, absolutely.
Well,
I don't know how we have too many patients.
No, but the real food, we have processed foods. We have food that comes from land that has been depleted, so there's no nutritional value.
I had a conversation with a guy who is a consultant to farmers in Canada when I was in Disney on vacation next to the pool. Our kids were playing together. And he goes around and consults to them. You know, we were talking about GMO foods, genetically modified foods. And, man, some of the stuff that he said just scared me to death.
Absolutely. And they're protesting this stuff.
And they're feeding this stuff to the animals that go to slaughter that you're going to be buying in the meat department of the supermarket. And it's altering the fat content of these animals. If you buy commercial beef, commercial pork, commercial poultry, you're hurting yourself. And that's one area that Dr. Popper, I'd agree with.
Whole Foods is filled with signs. Last night when I went to buy the salmon and the fish that I was cooking for Charlotte, there's signs everywhere. We don't give our fish don't eat this, and our beef cows don't eat that, and our dairy cows don't eat the other stuff, because they know the public has become conscious to the fact that most of the big agribusinesses are feeding you crap.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. So it's going to affect your whole body, your whole life, your brain.
And when a study comes out and says red meat's bad for you, you got to find out what red meat they're talking about.
Yeah.
And if they're talking about the major commercial slaughterhouses, I couldn't agree with them more. But pasture fed, you get the calf and it's raised all summer long in a pasture eating grass. It won't be as tasty as that commercial stuff, but it won't be a Franken animal either.
Right.
It'll have been naturally raised. It'll be organic because it's been out there eating in a pasture that's not sprayed with all kinds of junk and poisons.
Franken food, exactly.
Precisely.
Right.
Yep. And wherever you see these foods introduced into a society, you see the explosion of the kinds of diseases and degeneration that's going on right now.
All right, so there it is. What you thought you were going to get and maybe what you ended up getting are two different things, but you can always count on Jack Stockwell giving you the info straight from the shoulder as somebody who studies this for his
pork
patients.
Shoulder, that is.
Pork loin.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack, check out his website, jackstockwell.com. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Extend your life with
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Scottish singer Sheena Easton with one of the most engaging songs from the 80s. This song made it to the top spot on the pop music charts. This was the first time Sheena Easton had been there. Morning Train, crank it up, Richie!
Baby, it takes the morning train.
Bottom line lyrics, pretty good story. My baby takes the morning train, works hard from 9 to 5, and he can hardly wait to get back home into my arms again. Isn't that sweet?
Do you probably don't remember this, but as a girl growing up in the 80s, Sheena Easton had the very best earring. Ugh.
She had those big earrings, right?
I think I remember her for a few other things.
I lusted after those earrings when I was a small one.
Yeah, me too.
Do you remember the Lover and Me?
I'm a big earring person myself.
Did you like the Lover and Me by Sheena Easton? That was my favorite.
I've always liked everything about Sheena Easton. She's so different than that other Scottish pooper. What's her face? The one that ripped
up the
Pope. The picture of the Pope.
Oh, Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah. Right.
But she's Irish. Irish.
No one broke sound. Do you watch is it Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
You watch that?
Oh, I
yes,
love
my
big
mom
fan.
Loves
it. Huge fan.
I don't watch it here, but every time I'm on the plane, we're given these the movie boxes, and so in television you can watch, you can get it
as we call them TV.
The movie boxes.
Goddamn, one of them movie boxes.
How do people get inside that little tiny box?
The picture
what
show.
Are you doing?
So I'll maybe rephrase that.
Movie boxes. Hollis, let's go on down to the picture show.
Okay, all right. Calm down, will you please?
I want to buy one of them movie boxes.
It's
it's like from 1850 or something.
I don't know why that struck me so funny, but it did. I have tears in my eyes.
I hear they can actually talk in
them
right
now. Now.
All right.
Now. They come in color, too.
This is a...
you know what makes me laugh? And I know that you sit in first class on American Airlines, and right. I know that they hand you those movie boxes in
right.
first class, and so I just kind of see you in your overalls kind of coming on the plane, sitting down. Stewardess, can I get one of their movie boxes?
I want a Once Deliverance, my family movie.
Pulling ticks out of his hair.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to finish my story.
I don't think we want to either. We're having too much fun.
Anyway, Downton Abbey, the accents, the actors that are in it, and again, the only time I watch it is on the plane with the, it's a Samsung movie box, by the way, Richie.
Oh, yeah, those.
A handy one. the Japanese are better, Robert, at making movie boxes than Americans. Did you know that?
Because they're smaller.
Roberta's line of the day. Okay. Go home now.
28 past the hour. Good day. That's enough
God,
of that.
This is over.
Yeah.
See no makeup. Feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. Perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top-brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Let's get people settled down. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Wednesday the 2nd of May. Nobody's here protesting. We're here to help you through the day in many different ways, and one of them is to learn more about you. Let's get into the retro mode or mood. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Meg Jay, who is a clinical psychologist. She specializes in adult development, and 20-somethings are her particular specialty. So I would like you all for a few minutes to sort of put your mind into when you're in your 20s. Easier for Jennifer because she's the closest to being in her 20s. Maybe fairly easy for Heather and Richie because they're in their 40s. Not so easy for Roberta in her 50s. And for me, being in my 20s is, somebody's going to say a distant memory, but not. Actually, it seems like just yesterday.
Well.
And how well you did in your 20s. We've all sort of off the air been going through this exercise, so I would like you to think about your 20s and how they mattered in your life. How did those years create who you are now?
I can't remember.
Oh, my.
That's the thing. And it's, in my 40s now, I realize how important my 20s were. And that's what she looks at, is how important was this decade of your life.
All right, so we'll meet Meg, and we'll go through that exercise in a few moments here on Good Day. Meanwhile, it's time for a 2020 News Quiz question, the answer to which can be found. Is that good English? The answer to the question may be found, at DougSteffen.com. There's a new study that suggests more than 2 million car crashes a year in this country are caused by this. And I'll give you a hint. It's not by texting. It's not talking on the phone. This study says
eating tacos.
2 million car crashes a year are caused by this, or perhaps by not doing this. You can find the answer at DougSteffen.com. You can take a shot if you'd like for a swell prize. And again, sort of special attention to our new friends who are listening to the three or four new stations we have this week. Identify where you're from and what station you're listening to. That'll be a help. 800-510-8255. I want you to tell us what it is that's being done that causes all of these car crashes. And by the way, while you're there, the video of the day, Kenny and Selma and their marriage advice. This is a video that is absolutely, in so many different ways, very well done. It's kind of the clue for a happy marriage. So if you're interested in that, help it out. To Selma and Kenny. And just by listening to the names, you can kind of get what that's all about. They've been married. They're 90-something years old. They've been married, and they have 5 tips for having marriage. You want to check that out.
Together, I'm witnessing my Michael's
and Sue's
wedding.
This looks like fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
And Sue, I'd love to give you...
It's the classic grandma and grandpa staring down at the webcam.
Right, exactly.
Marriage.
Yeah. It's really, they're trying to figure out how to use it. Kind of like the movie box, Rich.
Yeah, the movie box. That's right.
Kind of thing.
They would be users of the movie box.
Yeah, they would. Thanks very much. All right, we'll meet Meg Jay in a moment. We'll get the answer to the question on what causes the crashes. This is a good day at 24 minutes before the hour.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-Quart Potting Mix. Now, only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on you.
Yeah, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
There he is.
Come on up here. Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Our Queen of Cheap has some more information on a special bargain for you.
Well, you know, Doug, you can spend a lot of time clipping a lot of coupons, and a lot of people do that. But honestly, sometimes it really doesn't save you money because you'll see a great coupon and you'll clip it, but it's for something you really don't need or you really don't want. But there's a website. It's called Vitacost.com. You can go there and experience what they call Mominomics, because you can get your better household essentials, your health and beauty products, your vitamins, your supplements, even your natural and organic foods, all at Vitacost.com and all at up to 50% off. Plus, they ship every order over $49 to your door absolutely free. So if you take your shopping list to Vitacost.com, Doug, you can take the cost out of healthy living.
All right, it's 19 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. In a moment, we'll meet Dr. Meg Jay. The question before us now is, what is it that happens while driving that causes 2 million crashes a year? Kevin in Alaska. Hi, welcome to Good Day, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, thank you. What do you think the answer is?
Oh, I was thinking it was improperly inflated tires.
Well, that might not be a bad guess.
That's a good
guess.
Not
the right answer. Yeah, that's a good guess. Richard's in Marathon, Florida. What's your answer to the question, Richard?
I'm going to go with seatbelts.
Seatbelts, another... That's good. Yeah, not the right answer, but good. Scott, what do you think the reason for all these accidents is?
Falling asleep.
Falling asleep.
That's a great one.
I understand why you come up with that. Right. Jerry's in northern Minnesota. Welcome to Good Day, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
All right, so thanks for asking. What do you think the reason is for all these crashes?
They don't use their blinkers.
That is correct.
Wow.
No, it's not texting. It's not talking on the phone. It's a problem of not using your turn signals, the so-called blinkers. Yep, people
I
don't.
I have three teenage drivers, and I know they don't use their blinkers like they should.
Really?
Well, oh, yeah.
You have to teach them, or we don't want them to learn the hard way on your nickel or in your car. If they wreck their own car, it's one thing, but yours is a different one. But pretty serious accidents. Jerry, what do you remember about you in your 20s?
Me in my 20s?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I was single and just having fun out at the cabin and just having a great time.
Do you think they were the defining decade of your life?
Yes.
In what way? How?
I think my parents and my family was very grounded, very close, and I think it built my character and it gave me some real good values.
Is he typical, Dr. Meg Jay, of people that you studied when you wrote this book, The Defining Decade? Is this gentleman, Jerry, typical?
Hi, Doug. Hi. You know, Jerry is typical because it sounds like he's out of his 20s and can look back and see that they were actually the defining decade. I don't know if he saw it at the time, but what the research says is true.
I don't think anybody sees it at the time. Do you?
That's
Did you
right.
find out in your... I mean, who's going to be thinking about that?
Not
you're
at
in
all.
Your 20s, for God's sakes. If you're Richie, you're chasing every skirt and you're drinking as much beer as possible, eating
Young
as many hamburgers.
And having fun.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And how does that, though, play for women? My theory, Meg, is that women and men mature so much differently. Men are 7 years behind women, so they have their meatballs pretty much till they get to their mid-30s, whereas women, by the time they're out of their mid-27, 28, 29, are kind of in tune with themselves. Do you think that's right?
I think that's right for some. I think in broad strokes, there's something to what you're saying. I had a 24-year-old man in here yesterday who's, quite mature and already in a steady relationship. And, so he's not exactly the picture you're painting. But I think especially now, women are very career driven, but also realize they need to be thinking about relationships and family. Mm-hmm. So they feel a little bit more pressure. They have more to get done in their 20s.
So tell us what the premise of your book is. I got this book across my desk, and I will tell you that most books go across my desk and then into the send it out to somebody file. but I got this book across my desk, and for some reason it just hit me because I relate to this for some reason, because my 20s, like Doug said, I had fun. And I'm wondering how it defined me. So what's the premise behind what you're
still haven't grown up? That's what the...
No, not at all.
It did define you. See, there you go. The premise of the book is that our 20s are the critical period of adulthood. We know that 80% of life's most defining moments happen by 35, 70% of lifetime wage growth happens in the first 10 years of a career. More than half of us are married or dating or living with our partner by 30. Most people don't know your personality changes more in your 20s than any other time. Our brain caps off its last growth spurt and fertility peak. So
should we be, Meg J., should we be thinking about our 20s as a growth period and not come, unless you're very mature like this 24-year-old we were talking about, not commit to them? I mean, I asked the question because in my 20s, I took care of my mother until she died after I got out of college.
Wow.
And within months, I was married. Within a few years, I was divorced. By the time I'm 30, and that has, if I think about it, remarkably set a course of action
absolutely.
And attitude for me in my life.
Yes. No, I absolutely think we should think of our 20s as a growth period, and that it's really the beauty of the fact that people get married later than they used to and their careers settle later is that it's created this developmental sweet spot in our 20s when, if we're smart, we'll figure out what kind of relationship do I really want so I don't wind up married and then divorced? What kind of career do I start to build for myself so that it's flexible and it's going to feel good across my life?
You say that living together may not be the best way to test a relationship. That's something I've advised anybody that was close to me against. I always have thought that living together was the best way because, in my opinion, you don't know anybody till you live with them. You're not so sure, at least from the research you've done and what you write about in this book, The Defining Decade, you're not so sure that's right.
Right. Well, the research says living together, if you have a clear and mutual commitment, is a perfectly good way to go. But that, interestingly, using it as a test, it doesn't usually end up to be such a good test because that creates a lot of tension and pressure in the relationship. You know, for me, since I work with mostly 20-somethings, I'm not that... I mean, divorce is something usually pretty far down the road for them, but what I find is they'll move in with someone to test it. The test fails, but it takes another 3 years to get out, and I think that's the danger of living with people you have to be aware of. Is when the test fails, you should move on.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Richie.
I'm just sitting here looking at some of the information, and you talk about who I am or who am I.
Uh-huh.
And... how do you figure out who you are? I mean, you know, I didn't figure all this out until I was 40-something.
Like exactly. 41.
So now I'm looking back at my 20s, figuring out who I was, and I enjoyed my 20s, but it's too late for me to go back and do anything about that now. So nobody in their 20s is smart enough to realize this in their 20s. It's just like when you're 15 and your parents tell you everything and you think they're wrong, and now you realize they're right. I mean, am I going to be able to tell my son when he's 20 or my daughter when she's 20? That this is your defining decade?
You know, I think so. The 20-something, I mean, I work with 20-somethings, and they respond really well to this idea that, hey, your life matters, and what you're doing matters, and you can take yourself seriously and still have a good time. Those things can go together in life. So, you know, no, they don't know who they are, but that's sort of the point, is I think a lot of 20-somethings think, well, I need to figure out who I am, and then I can start my life.
Should we encourage them to go figure out, I mean, did what I did, that help me figure out who I was?
Of course.
And would I have not been able to do what I'm doing now without that?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
I shouldn't have used the whole decade.
Well, no, it's not. I don't think it's. See, this is the problem with something like this. It becomes self-defeating. Her purpose, as I read it, Dr. J's purpose, is to get you to think. You're not going to think. Nobody who's 20 is going to read this book. So what you do is you go back and think, okay, what did I learn? Maybe how can I help somebody who's there that I care about? But whatever's going to happen, you probably need most of the stuff that you go through. The way I read this anyway, is to get people to sort of look back at it historically, not be so critical of what it is that you went through, and perhaps the people that your offsprings can learn how many 20-somethings are living at home.
But Doug, actually, the book is for 20-somethings, and they are reading it, and they're loving it. So you'd be surprised. I'm not always right.
All right,
but
well,
parents are loving it, too, so yeah, I think it could be for either group.
It's a good study on this age.
It's interesting stuff, yeah.
And what goes on with people from that point on in their lives. Called The Defining Decade, Dr. Meg Jay here with the information. Conversation on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
A song that used to play whenever Doug would walk into a bar.
Cute. Didn't happen very often, Richie.
No, it sure didn't.
And it happens less today.
The song still follows me around.
I know. This is probably the first thing that John Williams became well known for. And from this 35 years later, or actually more than that, or 37 years later, he still is connected to everything Steven Spielberg does, everything George Lucas does, and many other projects as well, even though he's well into his 70s. Theme from Jaws. Filming began on Jaws on this date, on Martha's Vineyard. 1974 was the year. I don't know how they got it, because this time of year in Martha's Vineyard can be a little raw, Chucker. It's not, I don't know that it looks like the what they captured on Jaws made you think it was the middle of the summertime.
It did, absolutely.
Yeah, and it wasn't the beginning of the summer. They had to do it before the summer season, because otherwise they never would have been able to get on these beaches that were down there. They could never, ever, after Memorial Day, they would forget it. They wouldn't have been able to get...
We all know the film turned out to be a pretty fun movie. I'm going to do a Jaws revival at my local theater in September, and A Close Encounters of the Third Kind in July, two Spielberg films. You know, speaking of John Williams, I just want to point out, before Jaws, he scored the three big disaster films of the early 70s, The Poseidon Adventure, Towering Inferno, and then Earthquake, and then from there on out, pretty much did everything.
That's how Spielberg found him, I think, was through those movies, right?
Yeah, and then since Jaws, I think he's done every Spielberg
movie,
so that's been some collaboration, incredible.
Yeah. And its value in terms of money. He, for 4 years, was the director of the Boston Pops, too, after Arthur Fiedler died. They tried to find somebody that was as close to being the caliber of Fiedler, and the only thing they could find was Williams, and they had to pay him $4 million a year to run the Boston
And just to show you what kind of power that his music has, when we were in Disney, we saw the Indiana Jones stunt show.
Yeah.
And my son wanted me to sing to him because he couldn't remember the Indiana Jones theme.
Yeah.
So we're all walking around. It was cool.
Yeah, very cool. All right. I would not normally do this movie because we do it quite a bit, but it becomes a soliloquy on itself. It's so funny. It's such a great movie. It's always rewarding to have people jump on the phone, 800-510-8255, to identify this movie. So let's do it again. Here we go. Number one.
Death awaits you all with nasty big pointy teeth.
800. Yeah, everybody got it already?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay, good. We have a fighting chance of actually having a good contest here. Next clip from the movie of the day.
What makes you think she's a witch? Oh, she turned me into a newt. A newt.
We got better.
Right, Chucky, you got it, right?
Yeah.
Chucky's got it.
I don't know which
one it is. I'm not 100% positive.
Really?
Roberta will know this one. I know that much.
Yeah. All right. Last clue.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary. Tis but a scratch. A scratch? Your arm's off. No, it isn't. Well, what's that then? I've heard worse.
You liar.
Come on, you pansy.
800-510-8255. Very funny stuff. Number one movie during this week in 1975, and the characters are still loved today. A lot of people didn't understand. This was the first one, I think. Wasn't it, Chaka? This is the first one. And nobody really understood the humor. It just, their body language, everything about it was funny, except nobody really got what was funny. It just seemed funny.
Yeah.
And I think
that's what's fun. I guess humor is relative to evil after you don't.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 800-510-8255. Chaka, what's in the movie news box today?
A few casting bits to actress Julianne Moore signing on to play the mother role in the remake of Stephen King's 1978 film Carrie. Carrie was the first motion picture that was produced based on a Stephen King novel. Actress Chloe Mortez, who co-stars in the movie Hugo and also co-stars in the upcoming Dark Shadows, will take on the Sissy Spacek part in that film. Other news, the sequel to Rise of the Planet of the Apes starts filming this summer. Andy Serkis, once again, will be back as the lead character of Caesar. Sam Raimi, the director of Spider-Man, the three Spider-Man films, will produce a remake of the 1982 summer blockbuster Poltergeist. I love Poltergeist. It doesn't need to be remade.
Yeah.
And finally, Warner Brothers buying a pitch titled Dinosaurs Attack Los Angeles, which will be a high-concept film, basically a ripoff of Jurassic Park. But
They're attacking Los Angeles. They better stay away from my house. Here's Klaus in Cobleskill listening to WSDE. Klaus, what's the name of that movie?
Hey, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It is Monty Python, the Holy Grail, all those great people. Eric Idle is the one who's my favorite.
Funny stuff.
Klaus will get a prize, and we thank you all. It's 59 after the hour. Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.